coming at ya from right about I-94 and I-75. From the bowels of Detroit, Michigan. If you don't know, now you know. You are rolling live with the Olin Ezra Show. I'm Mr. Magnanimous. To my right, we got Olin Ezra. To my left, the Average Joe. Right across from me, I see Big Baby B. And now, with Dylan in the sound booth, let's roll. Give me some. Give me some.
What's up, Detroit?
You're listening to the Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's underground talk revolution. And we've got one killer after election show today.
Oh, after election.
After
it's
election.
All I've been hearing about, the election.
On the positive side, racism is over, right?
Well, we'll get into that. This is going to be one hell of a controversial episode. So whatever, just shut up, sit down, and listen to it because it's going to be fairly good times. But before we start, got something to plug at the Bullfrog on December 6th, 2008. There's going to be a show called The Industry is Sleeping. It's going to feature acts from Ajax and Sincerely Red, plus many, many, many more, including Steve-O over here.
El Magnano, baby. It's all about December 6th from here on out.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes, sir. The Industry is Sleeping. No Exit Entertainment. And Purple Hash Productions presents a show hosted by the Olin Ezra Show. So not only are you going to be able to interact with us and possibly, you know, make it onto the show, you know, just through a random drunken interview, but
we're probably,
you know,
going to offend you.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to be hosting that whole show all night long, so it's going to be a good time. Doors open at 5 o'clock for the all ages portion. 9:30 for the 21 and up. So check it out. That's the Bullfrog in Redford, Michigan.
Oh, it's going to be a hell of a day, too.
And you can get more info at myspace.com/TheOlinEzraShow, TheOlinEzraShow.com, or purplehash.com, myspace.com/Ajax, and myspace.com/NoExitEntertainment. Pluggity, 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 TheOlinEzraShow.com. All right, sorry.
Plenty of time to plot it, too, so don't anybody tell me, oh, I got plans specifically on December 6th that I know of.
No, you don't.
That's your plot. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
You know what we should do? We should do something like old school where they went around in like a black van and like nylon over their face, and we should just grab everybody we know and just
bring people up in there.
Just beat them up until they're there. Yeah,
kidnap them.
If you're 18 and up, it's only $5, you know? It's a good value.
Do ladies get in for free?
No, they don't.
Good.
Unfortunately not. No.
I know where they can get in.
Nah, man,
for
I hate
free.
Yeah,
they can.
That.
They can get
that.
Into any one of our pants for free, so we'll be there.
You gotta pay for me.
I do charge hourly rates, and I do have access to free HBO, so check it out.
So $5 at the door or get kidnapped? Seems like an obvious choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to see, it's going to be a networking party, so there's going to be a lot of groups there, and there's going to be a lot of influential people in and around the Detroit music scene to network with. So it should be an amazing time.
Oh, plus, they got drinks.
There's going to be a lot of people there that you can sleep your way to the top with, ladies.
Absolutely. 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 So, Pat, man, did you find anything interesting to talk about on your week off, man? You are feeling better, by the way, right? You're not sick anymore?
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Why don't you blow?
He's got the
plague. Why don't you blow the other way, buddy?
Because trust me, Joe, anything I got, you...
I'm probably just immune to.
Yeah.
Right.
Joe,
Oh, you were going to say something?
Gonna let Pat go. No, I'm just going to bash on
Joe.
I think he was going to say
you get enough STDs, you can defend a cold, no problem. You know? I think that's where that was going.
that's what I was telling Joe. You know, it's like Mr. Burns back in the day on The Simpsons. He has every known communicable STD that
therefore,
it's just formed a protective layer around his entire body's biology to where he's going to live healthy until he's 85.
Yeah, see, the thing is, I just have so many bad things. They're just fighting each other. They're killing each other off. Instead of me, so it's all good. It's all good.
Right. You just keep thinking that. Hey, Dylan, what do you think about cesspools of STDs?
I think they're fun times.
All right, Pat, sorry. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, basically, just like you said, it's post-election week, and here on the Olin Ezra Show, we can't let, government officials go by untouched, right?
Well, are they hot?
No, this is
this a dude?
Yeah.
Is Bill Clinton involved again?
I was just hoping this was a sexy news article. Okay, go ahead, Pat. I'm sorry.
You know what? Just for you, I'll bring back one later.
Okay, we'll have a sexy news article. I love the sexy news articles.
All right. But for right now, I just got to point the finger, the stink finger. Can I nominate this guy as ass hat of the week?
Absolutely. Actually, yeah, we've gone 2 weeks without an ass hat, so we do need an ass hat.
Yes.
Dylan, do you have a drum roll sound effect or something so that we can like get a little jingle going for the ass hat of the week?
Sounds like
that.
Oh my god!
Sounds
like
maybe if we all do it together.
It sounds like you were going down on rat clitoris in there.
Rat clitoris.
Disgusting.
All right. Anyway, so who is this week's ass hat of the week?
I'm throwing in Dallas Councilman Dwayne Carraway for the role.
Dwayne Carraway.
Yeah.
What a boring name. I'm sorry, Dwayne.
The reason why is because this guy is a Texas councilman. Meaning he's
on the city council?
Right, a government official, okay. You know, who gets paid like tax dollars and shit.
Right, we're paying, well, the citizens of Texas are paying for him.
Right, and his main goal is to stop not crime, not police harassment, not poverty, not crime, not unemployment, but he wants people to pull up their pants and stop sagging.
Mm. Oh, I think I might have heard about this guy before. Is he the one with like all the anti, like, you know, like indecent exposure and stuff like that? If you're caught sagging your pants,
I believe so.
Oh, great!
I believe so.
Well, I mean,
yeah, this is the ass hat of the week.
It should be on the top of the priority list. No. But I'm saying it does need to stop. I mean, the '90s are over. Pull up your fucking pants. I mean, I don't want to look at your boxers. Ooh, cool. Everybody's got cool boxers.
Average Joe agreeing that it does need to stop.
It needs to stop, man. Like,
look.
Joe's sitting here looking at you with jeans with your knees hanging out.
Right. That's like 1980s, dude.
Bought these pants with these holes in them.
Right.
This is like a fashion thing. But you will see the
What about people?
You will see that I'm not wearing a belt, and that's because my pants. Are
He was rocking back in black, you know, before he showed up to the show today.
Yeah, definitely. Little Angus Young.
That'll get you hyped.
Oh yeah.
What about people that are offended by knees, though? I mean,
I'm
what about when
offended.
They start railing against your kneeless pants, Joe?
Well, you know, you're showing too much leg.
A knee to the side of their head, and I'm just going to walk away.
You're showing too much leg right now.
I know. I'm heavily offended. I'm seeing more flesh of the average Joe than I ever wanted to see in my life, and now it's all right here sitting across the studio from me.
Hey, man.
How dare you?
By the way, Pete, didn't they already pass that in Flint, right? That's a law in Flint, Michigan.
I heard something about that.
Right. I know it's a law. It's actually a couple of laws out there about it.
I mean, don't we have bigger things to worry about than sagging pants?
That's what I'm saying.
No,
well,
they don't.
That's why I said it doesn't need to be at the top of the priority list. But
no, but that's what they love. This is their job to nitpick and legislate the little shit, which is very distractory from the actual issues.
They're just going to keep us fighting with each other while they can just run off with the money.
Distractory
tactics.
I don't care if people are going to sag their pants. I don't care. That's not shaping society as a whole. People need to. This is just another example of how your civil liberties are slowly being stripped. Whether you want to sag your pants or not, that comes up to a personal decision that you yourself make.
So that predominantly just includes dudes, right? I mean,
I don't know.
No, it's like anyone.
I don't know. Would you want to walk down the street seeing Roseanne like fucking sagging some pants? You know.
Maybe.
Joe, you're missing the point.
Depends what I had to drink that day,
Joe. I was just about to say, it depends. How many glasses am I in at
just
this point?
Sweat
but no, because otherwise,
ass, like
what I'm saying is maybe there should be a law that we need to see more from the female side of that sagging pants action. You don't see that a lot.
Look, just because somebody is sagging their pants does not mean they're carrying a gun and they're going to stab you to death.
No, yeah, because I mean, everyone that I've ever seen that is sagged, all of them are terrorists. Each and every one of them is like international terrorists. I one day I forgot to wear a belt. My pants started sagging a little bit. I don't know where the fuck it came from, but I wanted to just like shoot everyone in the face.
Oh my god!
I don't know. It's like a psychological thing.
I wear a sag sometimes, but you know, yeah, every time it's like below the waistline. I just get extremely angry and agitated, and all I want to do is start beating up homeless people and robbing rich people.
Exactly.
It's an amazing phenomenon. I don't know how to stop it.
Pull up your fucking pants.
Yeah, this law, apparently.
Look, man, I don't care. Wear them, whatever. You want to walk around, like, walking bow-legged all day trying to hold your pants up? Go right ahead. That's your prerogative. There's absolutely no reason that there should even be legislation for something that stupid.
Exactly.
Stupid is right.
Hey, state of Texas, what is
Councilman
he?
Dwayne Carraway.
Councilman Dwayne Carraway. You, sir, are the asshat of the week, and we're going to find a way as a show to bring you up to the city of Detroit so we can take you to any local strip club here on 7 Mile so that way you can just see sagging pants in action and be so offended you have a heart attack. It'll be great.
Sure.
Wow. I just get speechless looks of confusion. I'm sorry about that, guys.
In my mind, I was like, yup,
I'm just still shocked about Dwayne. I don't know. It's a good name. I like that name. I'd rock it.
I know. It's such an unoffensive name for such offensive, you know, personal.
Dwayne, why are you starting some shit?
For what it's worth, there's no letter between the D and the W. It's just DW.
No way.
Dwayne. Yeah, there's no A.
Maybe he's just he had such a bad childhood and bad life as a kid, and he was picked on, and his name was Dwayne, and he's so boring that his way of getting back at society is making everybody pull their pants up.
Does anybody know any Dwaynes? I mean, the only Dwaynes I know over on TV. What's happening?
Dwayne Wade.
He's on TV,
Dwayne,
as far as I'm concerned.
So, Steve. Anyway, let's get back to the tentative outline. What's up with this borderless no-constitute? What are you
all
talking
right
about now?
Interesting term, first of all, constitution-free zone. All right, should horrify people.
I am horrified.
I'm cool. I got that.
I'm looking at this map on the ACLU's website.
All right, ultimately, the ACLU website, there are other sites that have a picture of this, but they got the map up there that shows, taken from a U.S. Census Bureau, determines that two-thirds of the U.S. population live within 100 miles of land and coastal borders. So Homeland Security has assumed extraordinary powers of search and seizure to borders. You know, what would you call them?
Border patrol.
Yeah, custom U.S. border patrols. And
those nice people every time 19-year-olds go to Windsor to get hammered at the casino they have to deal with when they come back. Very nice people.
So what you're saying is just like around the entire border of the United States is the majority of our population lives.
Right. And if you could picture, you know, the map of the U.S., sure, 100 miles inland surrounding the U.S., which, you know, when you see it and you live where we do, like I did right away, will send chills because that covers all of Michigan.
The entire state of Michigan is a constitution-free zone, according to this
map.
And
it's a peninsula.
Wasn't it Florida as well?
All of Florida, and it looks like a lot of states on the East Coast, all of Maine, the entire state of New Jersey, including
what about California?
The city proper of New York. Half of California is consumed by this constitution-free zone, and you can check out the map. It's going to be up at theolanezershow.com. Just look for a link in the post that'll point you over to this link.
See, yeah. I would say that that's a violation of the First Amendment, but not when the Constitution does it.
What are these amendments you speak
Here's the scariest thing is that we're broadcasting this social dissent straight from the middle of the constitution-free zone,
right.
Nobody here even knows that that's happening.
Yeah,
wake up! Hello?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm still going to try and throw at them should I have to. This entire country is an unrestricted free speech zone, okay? Just like at these, you know, Democratic National Convention and debates that people will go to protest, they have the free speech zones, right? Like we talked about
Absolutely.
Earlier. So you can go, sure, you can protest. You got your right of opinion and to protest just 20 miles away inside of a little cage.
Yeah, go stand over here. By the way, this protest-free zone has been brought to you by Snickers.com.
Right,
thank you.
And people accept it, too. Like, well, okay. But just slow to get the protest.
Like, they say you're un-American for not listening, but I think it's un-American to keep people penned up in a free speech zone.
Hey, here's
another
interesting thing real quick about this the constitution-free zones. They also have the right now, granted approved by Congress, to utilize massive databases, watch lists, and wiretapping.
Absolutely. And then I was reading an article. I don't remember
Again,
where.
Covers
so
all
I
of Michigan.
Yeah, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. Anybody in the Detroit area, cell phone is subject. They can just listen in whenever Big Brother wants, and it's everybody just seems to quietly be accepting this as their fate. It's okay. Well, we live comfortable. We're fine. It's not imposing on anything we do. I can still go out and cut the yard and watch TV and go to the store and buy overpriced food, and that's all mass processed with all the nutrition stripped out of it. Yeah, just. Wake up, really. Take three deep breaths and just, oh, wow.
Oh, you have to stand in awe once you
I'm
do
a
that.
Human being, goddammit. Right. I'm not going to take this shit anymore.
Yes.
Network, baby.
Get
that movie's
up,
great.
You know?
Watch Network out there if anyone's never seen that.
And the most important thing you can do is just spread the word. Like, get onto YouTube and watch videos. You know, just spread the word. News articles, and these aren't articles from crazy sources of information. They come from Reuters, and they come from the Associated Press. There's no conspiracy or cover.
No, and
up
that's
here.
Another thing too, man. Let me be clear. I mean, anything that I ever want to talk about or find interesting, I've already researched the hell out of, and it's the info's out there. You gotta just, if
you gotta dig it up, you gotta get off your ass.
Imagine
look
that
at the truth,
you might
yourself.
Have to do something to protect your own freedom.
Like,
imagine that.
Oh, I gotta do something. It's like self help books. It's
which,
like, what the
which,
fuck?
Which one last? Let me just do it. This is interesting to note too. The memo is out there from Homeland Security to regard critics of the war on terrorism.
So regard your critics, be careful how loud you get.
Sure. Be careful how loud you get, because you could be regarded as
Martial
a critic.
Law. You're dead.
So then everybody in this room then is essentially a potential terrorist.
Oh my god.
Yes, and because we live in the Constitution free zone, they could come in and kick this door down right now and beat the shit out of us.
We'll be gone.
We'll be in Guantanamo Bay before the census comes on tonight.
Oh, we'll be in Guantanamo Bay eating cock meat sandwiches.
It
does not look good.
Just
for the Olin as the show.
I wouldn't mind that happening, as long as it had epic music and it happened in slow motion. Then I'd be comfortable with that.
I would definitely mind the cock meat sandwich. I don't know about you.
I'm not talking about Guantanamo.
Let's just say a slow motion cock meat sandwich.
We were all on the same page.
I was on a completely different level.
I'm all about
God.
The faster
you, like,
the cock meat sandwich.
You flipped off on a tangent
the
we didn't even know existed.
Right? I know. I grasped one thing and went off on it.
Like,
you guys
were
busy talking about cock meat. How?
Olin likes the cock meat sandwiches.
It's slow motion with an awesome soundtrack.
That is. Unbelievable. Fucking awesome.
Oh, good shit.
Wow.
I prefer my cock meat sandwiches not happening at all.
I
prefer my cock meat sandwiches minus the cock.
I don't even remember what I said. Unbelievable. I meant us getting arrested, but whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, sure, like DEA just busted in here. Slow motion action.
DEA.
Some string music playing in the background. Yeah, because that's what they would do.
All stylish and shit with the black suits and the sunglasses.
Yeah. Well, right, if the DEA popped in here and they put us on hang, I'd be like, hey, man, where's the joint? I know you got it.
Yeah. Of course.
I know you're holding.
Oh, man. The DEA,
but
protect. So, anyway, we're gonna get into another interesting thing in politics, and this is something that Ralph Nader said on election night, and it happened on the so-called fair and balanced
Fox News,
which I don't
know, so
Fox.
Fair and balanced.
I mean, granted, these are good shows, but I mean, they're the ones that made Married with Children and Simpsons prime time. You know what I mean? I mean, and we're gonna take their news as credible. I mean, I don't understand this whole fair and balanced campaign from Fox News
it's verbal diarrhea. It is.
It's about as fair and balanced as a chick with two different cup sized breasts.
I've met a chick like that once.
Mm-hmm. So anyway,
her fun bags weren't that fun.
No, was one like a fun pillow and one was just like a fun sack?
It was so weird to look at, man. I didn't even want to bang her.
Really, it was noticeable,
dude. It was like. Softball and baseball.
Yeah, but while she's on top, if you close one eye, it's like being with one chick. Close the other way, it's like being with another.
Right. It's just like two tits for the
for the price, no, really?
Yes. Of one
for the
price
usually
of one
what
hooker?
Supposed to be.
Yeah, no, I had to rethink that. That's Damn it,
so
Joe.
About Fox.
I hate you, dude. Just shut up.
Go have your cockney sandwich in slow-mo.
That veered off really quick.
So oh, about man. Fox.
So anyway, about Fox, this is what happened on Fox News election night when Ralph Nader had made a statement earlier in the day.
Guess who's here? The Independent Party candidate Ralph Nader. This is his second run for the presidency since he played spoiler in the close 2000 contest. This year, he's on the was on the ballot in 45 states plus D.C. This year, he was polling about 1%. Ralph, he spoke to Fox News Radio's Houston affiliate today and said this.
To put it very simply, he is our first African-American president, or he will be, and we wish him well. But his choice, basically, is whether he's going to be Uncle Sam for the people of this country or Uncle Tom for the giant corporation.
Really? Ralph Nader? What was that?
It's very simple. He has gone along with corporate power from the moment he entered politics in the state Senate, voted for the Wall Street bailout, supports expanding military budget that is desired by the military-industrial complex, and doesn't really have a tax reform thing for the ordinary fellow in this country, opposes single payer, full Medicare for all, because the giant HMOs, Aetna and Cigna, do, doesn't have a living wage. He's supposed to be respectful of the poor. Hardly mentions him in his speech. So all the middle class doesn't
you
have a comprehensive program.
And you utter the words, Uncle Tom. Are you?
That's
kidding
the question.
Me?
Yeah, that's the question he's got. He's the first African American.
He didn't have to face it till it came out of your mouth. I mean, I just wonder if you don't realize that you had a number of supporters out there. You were running a percentage this year. You were reduced to irrelevant, and I just wonder now.
No, Shepard Smith, you're reducing him
to
irrelevant.
The man who, on the night that the first African American president in the history of this nation was elected, you ask if he's going to be Uncle Sam or Uncle Tom.
Yeah, of course, because he's turned his back on 100 million poor people in this country, African-Americans and Latinos and poor whites, and we're going to hold them to a higher standard. It's just not an unprecedented career move, you know, in the White House. We expect more of Barack Obama.
You were reduced to complete irrelevance here. You weren't able to play spoiler. Will you run again?
Look, I don't like bullies like you. I can't see you. You can pull the plug on me. I'm looking in a dark camera.
You said, I
said that's the question he has to answer. He can become a great president, or he can become a toady for the corporate powers that have brought both parties to their knees against working people in this country, and have allowed our country to be hijacked by global corporations who have no allegiance to this country other than to ship its jobs and industries to fascist and communist dictators abroad who know how to keep their workers in their place.
This is
reality here. This is not show business. It's not celebrity politics.
There are
people suffering in this country, and we expect a great presidency from Barack Obama, and we're going to try to hold his feet to the fire.
I just wonder if, in hindsight, you wish you'd used a phrase other than Uncle Tom.
Not at all.
Fair enough.
You know what the historic...
Thanks very much. Yes. We'll have a response from our panel in just a moment.
Thank you.
Fast approaching 1 o'clock on the East Coast, 10 p.m. on the West Coast, and there's the national map. Barack Obama at this moment with 338 electoral votes and 51% of the popular vote, 52,406,000 votes on a night that America... voters made history. 270 to win. Barack Obama, the president-elect of these United States. Back with the panel here in Studio J. H. Studio H.
Now here we go.
A brand
listen,
new H.
Listen to this conversation.
Studio
it's
on the
12th outrageous.
Floor of the News Corp building. That was kind of weird. I kind of remember, and I don't want to belabor this point on this night, but I mean, we were kind of stuck with that. He was respected at one point. He got a percentage of votes. He was a huge consumer advocate.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. First of all, you were not a bully. And
second of all, that was the
end of his career right there. I mean, that's it. There's no way that anybody should have
ended his career.
Just,
and so we're going
to
stop.
Just because
stop
he said
there.
So.
Stop it there. Right. How does Fox have the right to go on and just say, oh, hey, yeah, by the way, we're going to end somebody's career.
Right now.
Right.
Without even
they
his
want
consent.
It. You know,
here's your walking papers, bitch.
it's absolutely unbelievable. And Pat, what do you think about those comments? You know, being an upstanding young black gentleman. Shut up,
the
Joe.
Fuck,
how
the
dare
fuck you,
you,
Joe?
How dare you? All right, go ahead, Pat.
Fox News is trying to point it. It's trying to come across as, quote unquote, the black man's friend, and say that's not your place to say that, man. That's not cool, man.
Right.
And that's fucking bullshit. Fox News is one of the biggest fucking.
Of course, you know they're not, right?
You know, fuck Fox, dude. You
know? It's unfair. I mean, he was talking about the historical significance of the word, and before Shepard Smith
right,
cut
yeah.
him off, this was a book called Uncle Tom's Cabin.
I'm like, shit,
it's a book.
Look, hold on, wait. Isn't Shepard Smith the same guy that we showed, you know, before? With the little girl from Georgia and
yeah,
the Russian aunt.
That was Shepard
Smith. That was the
Smith.
Same.
Yes,
that was the
that
exact
was
same
too.
Douchebag. So, you know, fuck Fox, fuck Shepard Smith.
Pulling the same douchebag tactic of cutting somebody off just
yeah.
to illustrate your own
oh, yeah.
point.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the Fox way. Bill O'Reilly. Bill
yeah,
O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
Fuck Fox.
Bill O'Reilly will cling to one little piece of information and then somebody else will try to elaborate as to why the piece. You're wrong. You're un-American. It's stop.
Exactly.
You know, they're fair and balanced. My ass. Fox News is Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly.
I love that argument too. They always resort to the un-American tactic
right.
when in fact the most un-American thing called the bailout has already happened. That
right.
was the most un-American thing that ever happened. The Republic is over.
And they're talking about bringing back the fairness doctrine, and you guys can research that too. It's just unbelievable. And the reason that Nader came went ahead and started, you know, asked that question, it wasn't really a statement, it was more of a question. Is because of who contributed to his campaign. The first donation, the first organization, excuse me. Now, this isn't necessarily the organization itself, but it comes from a PAC or a PAC or a political action committee from inside of the organization using the organization's name. So, anyway, the first on the list is the University of California, and they contributed.
Hold on. I don't think you specify who the contributions are to.
Yeah, I'm sorry. These are to Mr. President-elect Barack Obama.
He's funded his election campaign.
And yeah, he has the most expensive election campaign of all time.
Of all time.
I mean,
because it's celebrities.
I actually never saw a presidential infomercial until Barack Obama. Did you guys see
that
a couple weeks ago?
Shit right there. Yeah,
I had better things to do.
Well, yeah, he had an infomercial for like 30 minutes on a couple major networks. I don't know. Who knows how much that cost? But yeah, University of California is at the top with just a little over $900,000. So almost $1 million distributed by the University of California. Second on the list is Goldman Sachs, which should be interesting. Saks Fifth Avenue, things of that nature. That's their commercial products.
Shit, this is the reason they needed the bailout.
Yeah, Harvard, yeah. Harvard University, a little over $700,000. Followed by a close second and a little over $700,000 is the Microsoft Corporation.
Ooh.
So, you know, not giving any support. And I'm sure if we pulled up a list of John McCain's corporate contributors. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if we saw.
Can you pull up a list of Ralph Nader's corporate contributors?
None. It would be zero.
There isn't.
Is there any political action committee that actually supports Nader or Ron Paul or any of the third party candidates at all?
No. Because those people weren't pre-planned to run the country.
They weren't groomed.
So remember, kids out there, you too can be president
if
you have Goldman Sachs donating to your.
Well, not only that, I mean, we got Google on here, $700,000. JP Morgan and Chase.
Who got bailed out.
Who is one of the companies that was bailed out by Wall Street and one of the reasons why inflation is just ass-raping every American right now.
Oh.
There's not enough money. There isn't. There's just not enough. It doesn't matter. There's not enough money that everybody's needs are going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
It's an unfortunate truth. Citigroup right underneath JP Morgan Chase, you know, Citibank, a whole bunch of multinational conglomerates there within Citigroup. National Amusements, followed up by Time Warner, which is a major, 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 major head in the media. They own CNN.
What does National Amusements mean, do you suppose?
I don't know who National Amusements is. I'm wondering if it's like, Dylan, have you, do you know National Amusements at all?
Never heard of it.
to the committee that funds like Cedar Point and Disneyland? Donations from fun parks.
It might be. I don't see Disney's name on here, and you think that that'd be one of the major corporations. IBM is up there. I mean, the University of Chicago, and here, $400,000, and it doesn't even go into detail to break it down on this list, is the U.S. government.
Federal?
Federal.
Yeah, didn't he turn that down, though?
No.
No?
Okay. It's on this list.
He might have said so.
Well,
sure.
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's like, I'm not going to take federal funding.
I'll make sure to post this list. It's from a Citizens Watch group, you know, that actually bring the facts. And if you really, really want to know who's running for president and their real politics, you need to listen to these Citizen Watchdog committees, because that's what they're for, to get the facts straight, and they're just marginalized. You never hear anything about it. I'd say the biggest one is the ACLU, and the ACLU in the media, especially on the Fox News channel, takes a lot of flack. I don't agree.
They always try to discredit them big time, any way they can.
And I don't necessarily agree with some of the things the ACLU does, but I agree with the purpose of the ACLU, and I agree that there needs to be citizen watchdog groups in there. So when you hear these asshats rattling on and on about I'm right wing or I'm left wing, I don't care what side of the platform you sit on, it still contributes to the entire mess. It's not helping.
Checks and balances, boy. They've done away with checks and balances. That's an issue.
It's over.
What do you think about that, Joe?
I'm just so sick and fed up with just the way things are, man. I've just kind of like,
fuck it, let's move to Canada.
Dude, I was seriously considering
British Columbia.
It, like,
apparently.
Seriously BC, considering yeah. just getting the well, hell out of Dodge and just like
BC buds.
Because, like, part of me honestly, like, figures that, man, people aren't going to wake up and they're just going to be blinded and ass raped right, by the red, white, and blue American cock every day for the rest of their lives.
And yeah,
just,
no.
Red, white, and blue cock meat.
It just saddens me, man. I don't know.
It's unbelievable. So anyway, let's kind of get off of this, because this is some heavy stuff to deal with. And I'm not asking anybody out there that listens to us to take what we're saying at face value. Research what we talk about, because it's up to you to make knowledgeable, informed decisions. Not us. You know,
well, there's something Fox 2 would never tell you to do.
Oh no,
do your own research.
Absolutely not.
Because you know why? Because Fox 2 is the same station they're gonna sit you in front of the TV with like you said, Married with Children. Children, The Simpsons, right. Family Guy,
The Detroit Lions,
American Dad, right? NFL football and all that, all that entertaining shit.
What?
And then they're gonna turn around and force feed you their version of the news, because that's the only version that fucking matters.
I hope Barack Obama stands up and helps out, and it's good to see on a cultural level, the first black president. And I'm not trying to debunk him at all. I'm just saying.
Sure, man. People are inspired. That's a big deal.
It's huge. He's a great unifier. But just take a step back and look at who's actually supplying.
Medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana.
Medical marijuana.
Proposal 1.
Proposal 1. It did pass. We'll get to that in a minute.
But you know what? It's kind of fucking sucks, though, that we have medical marijuana now in Michigan, and we live in a no constitution zone. So they can just come in, butt fuck you, snatch up all your buds.
Well, they're kind of doing that anyway, because aren't they like the feds still busting?
Yeah.
In California and Arizona?
Yes. It's not a federal law still.
That seems like a conflict of interest.
It's
a little bit.
That also just shows you that state power is no longer existent anymore. You know, it used to be like, as a state, you can have your own rules and guidelines.
Which isn't that.
But it's still governed by the federal constitution.
It used to be you could cross state lines and the cops couldn't even come after you.
Yeah.
It was like different countries.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to say the F word right now. Fascism. It's leaning that way.
It's almost there. So let's. What's up with the sexy, Pat? Bring something sexy so we can digest all this heavy shit.
Don't worry, I got.
You got my back.
I got you.
I brought it.
I'm nervous.
Brought it.
Now all you listeners know I wasn't here last week. But the last time I was here, we each gave our specific insight as to the how can I put this. The fuckability of Miss Sarah Palin.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to. I'd still love to bang the ex-vice presidential candidate.
Yeah.
She might be more willing to now.
I know. She's looking for some extra cash.
I'd put my dipstick in her pooper.
Speaking of extra cash, someone actually offered $2 million extra cash for her to be in a porn film.
Really? Oh. The real Sarah Palin?
The real Sarah Palin.
Oh, my God. Fucking hot.
Nah, hold on. I didn't say that she agreed.
Oh, bummer.
Yet. But... Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has received her first job offer since failing to become, you know, Vice President of the United States. They want to pay her $2 million to be in a porn movie.
Is it called Nailin Palin?
No, that's the the Hustler video that came out on the 4th.
Oh, really? Really? So there's already a Nailin Palin video.
Who's Nailin Palin?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Stars some chick named Lisa Ann or something. She's pretty fucking hot.
Sarah Palin? Lisa? I'll have to Google her name when I get home. Lisa Ann.
She looks like a younger Sarah Palin. She's fucking...
Is that the one where, like, the Joe the Plumber show up?
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm here to lay some pipe.
Yeah.
Joe the Plumber.
Yeah, whatever, Joe. Quit trying to take.
Sure was Joe.
Oh, you're not in a porn.
That you know about.
Yeah,
right?
It's disgusting.
Well, if
that we know about.
How dare you? You take such a great article and ruin it with that, Joe. You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, listen, the guy. The porn director is Florida-based Caesar Capone, and he's offered to pay her $2 million just to, you know, be in one of his movies.
Caesar Capone, that's not his real name.
Caesar Capone.
It's the porn industry. Of course it's not his real name.
Wow, Caesar Capone.
It's Caesar Capone. He took like the two biggest names he could think of and put them together.
I wonder if he has syphilis like the real Al Capone did. Now, that's an interesting question.
He's in the porn business. Of course he's got syphilis like the real Al Capone did.
All right.
But listen, not only is he willing to pay her $2 million, but he would also be prepared to kick in an extra $100,000 and a new Arctic Cat snowmobile to Sarah Palin's husband, Todd Palin, you know, if he wanted to go ahead and come in too.
Hey, we want to use, I want to use your wife in my porn. Here's an Arctic Cat and $100,000.
Yeah.
Wow. This man is greasy and deplorable, but wow.
Yeah, he reminds me a little bit of Joe over here.
Wow.
But, to prove he's serious, Caesar said that he's ready to, like, throw the money in escrow immediately.
Wow.
He is ready to put this money right there. Just, it's there.
Unbelievable.
Just... Come, get the money, come, let us film it.
Literally. Oh, man.
Over and over again.
Does her and her family of grifters are probably actually talking about it?
Man, they'd have to do it. They'd have to do it in a cabin, too, with, like, bear, you know, like a bear fur on the floor. And
a lodge, like saying.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, just grab at the back of her hair. She's got, like, a shotgun or something.
No, I got it.
Fuck this woman.
It'd be like good. Her and her husband in the woods with, like, shotguns and shit all camoed out. Like,
wow.
I'm looking for a big buck. You say you're looking for a big fuck.
Seize her Capone. Oh, my exactly. God. Seize her Capone. My God, she's so hot.
She can seize my Capone.
Oh, man.
Man, I wonder if Palin has a... I think she got a MySpace page. I'm going to have to look her up.
No, I think Sarah Palin does have a MySpace. So, yeah, we'll have to check that out. Steve, you got anything else over there from the camp of Magnano?
Yeah, man, but I'm just looking forward to the 6th, baby. So about December 6th, we got plenty of time to promote it and talk about it.
Oh, yeah, next week we're going to have Sincerely Red here, so that way you can...
One of the artists performing?
Absolutely, yeah, and you can check him out at myspace.com/sincerelyred. You can link to it off of the Olin Ezra Show's MySpace, too, so... plenty of ways to get in there and check it out and have at it.
Oh, it's going to be great.
What do you think about Proposal 1, Joe? Are you happy?
I'm pretty ecstatic.
This is a great day in the history of the state
15th,
of Michigan.
The 15th.
The 15th will
15th.
Be.
Michigan's doing something different where they didn't want a dispensary because dispensaries would then, like, you know, kind of raise some kind of crime rate because there'd be people that would just go and just raid all the weed that would be back there. You know what I mean? It'd be harder to find, like, the homes of people that are doing it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I didn't think about that.
It kind of protects your civil liberties in a way. You're allowed to have 12. If you're a caregiver or a patient, you can become a caregiver if somebody doesn't either want to or doesn't know how to grow.
Isn't it? It's also going to be hard to actually get the prescription. Like, you can't just say you got some back pain and go in there.
Absolutely
and get
not.
That script.
It as of right now, the law says, you know, HIV, glaucoma, hepatitis, all of that stuff. You know, all the multiple sclerosis, the things like that. Yeah, you can, but. In 3C of the proposal, section 3C, it says, or any other medical condition the department deems acceptable.
Right.
And then there's a whole petition process. So it's not going to take very long, depression, anxiety. Now, it's not going to happen right away. It's going to take about a year for it to take full circle. But any other acceptable medical condition as, approved
like I've heard
by
people
the,
say
medical boards.
Right, and I've heard people say that, you know, they're even going to be, like, cracking down on doctors, saying, like, oh, you can't prescribe. Like, who are you going to argue
written,
with the doctor for?
Written right into the proposal is no doctor shall ever have his name given away to a list or anything like that on a state level. So it protects the doctor and
there
the
was,
doctor's credibility as well.
There was on one of our, like, AM stations before that passed, there was some, like, a group of local doctors that were railing against it.
Absolutely.
And like, I would never prescribe that. No, again, you know, like, I would never prescribe that and would never suggest it. And it's like,
well, now everybody you know not to go to him.
It's like this. It's like this, though. Those are the same doctors that are going to prescribe people Vicodin and Oxycontin.
But they are.
And
then,
you know, which those two drugs, you know as well as me, that they have more side effects and they're more damaging to the human body, especially the liver, than marijuana, because you can eat marijuana and there's no adverse effect of smoking.
A lot of that
it.
Stuff, even, you know, like blood pressure meds and stuff, it's lobbied to get that stuff passed, knowing that it's not safe,
right?
Like for general biology.
Absolutely.
So
I mean,
did you know the aspirin came up with heroin? They came up
absolutely. Yeah. And it's synthetic alternative, I think.
Yeah, Oxycontin,
which is from what I understand, more potent and worse. More addictive, excuse me, than heroin when you inject it, you know, like, because you can break it up and shoot it up.
Yeah, you can.
A lot of people don't realize that.
You just got to get rid of that time release.
It's
and yet, centuries of study on marijuana and nothing that they can really come up with. No deaths from marijuana. Zero deaths.
Look, if I was the CEO of the Better Made potato chips plant down here in Detroit, I would be throwing an absolute hysteric shit fit of excitement, because now my snack food revenues are going up.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You know?
You might have to design some new snack foods.
Oh,
new
yeah,
and updated
absolutely.
Snack foods.
Absolutely.
Call it proposal on chips.
Better
mini
better
Twinkies.
Made, hey, do you guys like the cinnamon twists at Taco Bell?
Not really.
No.
Take them or leave them.
I used to like the cinnamon sticks at Domino's with the icing.
I love them.
Oh,
all those are good too. Better Made actually makes a brand of cinnamon twists. They're really hard to find, though. And
really?
They're delicious. Yeah, if you're a fan of those. So, yeah. That's something. At least Better Made is still around. I'm glad they have not been bought out. Or
I love their, like, really hot
go
chips.
Go Better Made! Go Faygo!
Oh, yeah.
The fire hot chips they have, those things are delicious. Get yourself some nice fresh French onion dip and put some Family Guy on.
See, that's the problem with Proposal 1. That's the goddamn problem with it. All we gotta do is get high, sit around, talk about our favorite fucking snack foods, watch TV, and read comic books.
Nothing is gonna get done. We're so detrimental. Yeah, the world's just gonna stop and take a minute.
That's why it's been so long for weed to get legalized, man. Everybody forgot where they kept putting the petitions.
I know, man. It's unbelievable.
Where'd I put them, dude?
But make sure on the 6th of December to check us out. You can see more about that show, The Industry is Sleeping. Presented by No Exit Entertainment, along with Purple Hash Productions, hosted by the Olin Ezra Show.
Yes.
The Industry is Sleeping. We're going to be hosting
it. Up.
So yes, let's do it. This is going to be one hell of a show. Magnanimous is going to be there. Ajax is going to be there. Sincerely Red is going to be there. DJ Groove is going to be on the ones and twos. Tapwater Productions is going to be there. It's going to be out of control, insane good times.
Work, work, work.
Work, but it's all for the benefit.
I owe, so off to work I go.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
But anyway, if you liked anything we talked about, make sure to comment on either the page or our forums at theolinezrashow.com. You can find a link to the forums there, as well as comments on the page. We're on YouTube. Just search for Olin Ezra or Olin Ezra Show.
We have hit YouTube the plague.
Right. Oh, man, we spunked in the proverbial face of YouTube. It's all about that viral goodness. Pat, what do you think about being spread virally?
Viral goodness.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
It's the virus. Anyway, so check us out on YouTube. Like I said, the OlinEzraShow.com. We're doing it up. We're doing it big. We're having good times. Show by the people, for the people, and of the people. So react to the show. Let us know on the forums what you think.
Yeah, thank you. Get on the forums. Oh,
thank
man,
you,
love,
peeps. Thank you guys out there for checking it out.
Absolutely. So for myself, it's my birthday.
Happy big birthday!
Baby Big Baby Big P. Baby
that's all you get.
Happy birthday!
The average Joe.
I'm going to get someone you can diddle in her pooter.
Well, hold on. I didn't get that for my birthday.
Fuck you, Pat.
El Magnano.
I like pooters.
And Dylan over there running the sound.
We're out.
I'm Olin Ezra, and you've been listening to The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
I can't believe you like money and sex like I do. We should hang out.